Oh, You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from trombonist Israel Butler from his album Congo Lament. That was the title track, with Doug Lawrence on the tenor, Dave Loeb on the piano, Steve Flora on bass, and Bob Chimmel on drums. New album before that from Seattle-based composer and vocalist Kelsey Mines, off of the album Everything Sacred, Nothing Serious. That was the title track. And that group sees her working with flautist Elsa Nilsson, trombonist Bessera Teves, pianist John Hansen, guitarist Danilo Silva, and drummer Makaro Majiga. Music out of the west coast of Canada before that, a solo album from guitarist Bill Kuhn. From the album Standard Elegance, we heard And I Love Her. And the set started with music from New York City-based Korean composer and conductor Rin Seo. From the album City Suite, we heard City Suite Part 1, The Big Apple, a track featuring pianist Adam Birnbaum.
Thank you. était toujours en retard, se tenait souvent à l'écart, croyait défier le hasard en trinquant son verre accoudé au bar. Cœur solitaire, cherche jeune fille, un peu timide et malhabile. Cœur solitaire, cherche demoiselle, au nez mignon, pourquoi pas belle. Dans un 1,5, coin du l'utérus Saint-Denis, pratiquer son astronomie en changeant d'univers au creux de son lit. Cœur solitaire, cherche un garçon, un peu rebelle et fanfaron. Cœur solitaire, cherche compagnon, aventurier, mais pas trop con.
Thank you. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. Skateboarder and birder Dave Mull remembers one of the first times his two passions intersected. He was practicing this terrifying trick he called the stump jump. Using this big tree stump,
an ollie over a grass gap onto a stump, and after the stump, there was about a 9-foot drop over a fence. So I had to get like just the right amount of speed, and it was scary to think if I didn't make the first jump onto the stump and if I just fell like face first down. That was like the biggest fear. While I was preparing to try the trick, Stellaris Jays were just going off, flying all around the area. And at one point I thought I heard a red-tailed hawk, and I looked around and was like, I don't see it anywhere. And I looked up on a branch, like high up in a cedar, and it was totally the Stellaris Jay mimicking a red-tailed hawk. These Stellaris Jays were like pretending to be something they were not, kind of tricking the world. So it got me in this mindset that I could be something I was not.
With that newfound confidence, Dave got his running start. And nailed the trick.
From that point on, every time I see Stellaris Jays, I'm reminded of one of the scariest and happiest moments of my skateboard career so far. So, thanks, Stellaris Jays.
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with a co-led